It's called the parable of the good Samaritan, not the parable of the bad robbers or the heartless priest or the uncompassionate Levite. In Jesus' time and place, with its brutal violence, intractable polarization, and ethnic bigotry, he calls out a generous act of kindness to demonstrate, despite evidence and expectations to the contrary, the goodness that lies in every human heart. In our time and place, with its violence, polarization, and bigotry, even the most eloquent are at a loss for words, unable to explain it all, much less make it right. We hunt for hope, hungry for somebody to say something that will help. This week, that help came to me from Stephen Jay Gould, the late scientist and writer, in an essay published shortly after 9/11. He observed that we mistakenly think that societies are made up of equal numbers of decent and depraved people. He writes, "We need to expose and celebrate the fallacy of this conclusion so that in this moment of crisis we may reaffirm an essential truth too easily forgotten and regain some crucial comfort too readily foregone. Good and kind people outnumber all others by thousands to one." He points to what he names the great asymmetry. Every spectacular incident of evil will be balanced by 10,000 acts of kindness, too often unnoted and invisible as the, quote, ordinary efforts of a vast majority. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the story of relentless goodness, hope, confidence, and courage in the face of whatever evil threatens to take us down. Jesus died to convince us that death will never have the last word. We as Christians must witness to that great truth now more than ever. Henry Nouwen says, "We don't deny the darkness, but we choose not to live in it." We have a duty, what Gould calls a holy responsibility, he who doesn't believe in God, a holy responsibility to record and honor in the manner of the Good Samaritan the victorious weight of innumerable little kindnesses when an act of evil threatens to distort our perception of ordinary human behavior. Says Moses, "This command is not too mysterious and remote for you. No, it is already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out."